Okay, so today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. Right, Mem Aleph?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So we got a few lines down Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph, and we were discussing Machlokas Rabbanan versus Rabbi Eliezer. The Machlokas really was about cutting peos in the face, and the Tanakhama was of the opinion that you only violate the Isser if you use a tar, if you use a razor, and Rabbi Eliezer thought that even if you use other types of tools, utensils, malakit, rihatani, a plane, and that would also qualify as violating the Isser. And then the Gemara went on to explain that the reasons behind Rabbanan, at least we're going to get Rabbi Eliezer today, but the reason behind Rabbanan made it clear to us that the Rabbanan were of the opinion that it was pasha to them that a Metzora would have to use a tar also. That's why we brought the Machlokas, because we wanted to know, there was a steer in Brises before, whether Metzora is a given that it uses a tar, even though the Pasuk never says tar by Metzora, or no, we don't know what the halacha. We're trying to figure out whether or not Metzora, when you're shaving Metzora, requires a tar or not. So within the understanding of the reason behind the Rabbanim, why they say that a cutting the peos is only with a tar, it became clear that they held that a Metzora, based on a Pasuk of Zakana, was an extra word, that a Metzora would use a tar also. So they held that a Metzora uses a tar. So now getting to the reasonings of Rabbi Eliezer of why he holds by peos, you could use any tools would be violation, it's going to somehow emerge from them that a Metzora doesn't require tar. So let's see that inside. So Rabbi Eliezer, my taima. What was his reason why any type of utensil or tool used to shave the hair would be violation of cutting the peos? So the Gemara explains, Yalef me rosho. He learned out from the word rosho. So where does it say rosho? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, the Brisa, the Tanya, and the Brisa quotes the pasuk, rosho. So let's read the whole pasuk on the side here. The pasuk says, "Vaya b'yom ha'shvi," the pasuk that appears in Tazir Metzora, I don't know which one, probably Metzora. And it was the seventh day, Yigalach, it's called Saro, the Metzora shaves his hair, as Rosho his head, Vizakano his beard, Vizagabos Einav his eyebrows, as called Sar, Yigalach, he shaves his entire body. So the pasuk says, as Rosho. So what's the drasha back to the Mar now, Rosho? Mal Tamalomer, what's it teaching us from this word Rosho? Lefishin Amar Gabi Nazir, since it says with regards to a Nazir, Ta'ar lo yavar al rosho, that as a nazir, he cannot have a razor pass over his head, he can't cut his hair with a razor. Yachal af nazir mitzora kain. So let's say a nazir becomes a mitzora, he finds a nega, he shows to the kohen says, that's a nega, you have to be away for 7 days, and then it comes to becoming tahor, he has to now shave his head as part of the mitzora. But at the same time, he's a nazir, so he can't shave his hair as a nazir. So one would think maybe a Nazir Mitzora would also not be able to cut his hair because he's also a Nazir. Tamaloma Rosho, the extra word Rosho with regards to Mitzora tells me that if he's a Mitzora, even though he might also be a Nazir, he has to shave his head entirely and there would be no Isser even though he's a Nazir. So that's the Joshua. So we see from here though, so how does it prove to us Dafka, let's see, what's the raya from here? What were we trying to prove from here? This is just his reason. So I understand his reasoning. But how does this reasoning now apply? We're trying to say that when it comes to peos, you violate with any type of iser. With any type of tool, a woman violate the iser. I was reading what it says in Masifta here. It says, Masifta, from here we see that you need a special pasuk to include a nazir mitzora, that you would shave his hair with a tar. And if the shaving of Mitzora would not require tar, so then in Nazir Mitzora you could shave the hair, and you wouldn't need a special pasuk. Because the Isser by a Nazir is only with a tar. That we already said, it's only with a tar. So if it were true that a Mitzora doesn't require tar, you could use a Misparayim, let's say, to cut the hair with the Mitzora, with the hair, and you wouldn't be violating in the Nazir, because the Nazir only violates it with the tar. In fact, you need a special Kedesh HaKasav to allow a Mitzora to cut its hair when he's a Nazir, tells me that just like a Nazir requires the Isser with the tar, so the Mitzora has to dafka be through a tar. But I thought Rabbanan were the ones who held that a Mitzora requires a tar. I thought we learned that yesterday. May I misremembering?
Did they both say that a Metzora needs the tar? No question, was the Nazir?
I thought we had a Stira, and we said that one opinion holds, Rav Elazar holds one way, and Rabban holds the other way. Maybe not. I'm going back now. It says the one who held that it was Pashut, that Mitzvah requires a tar, was according to Rabbanan, like we saw yesterday. Oh. Rav Elazar wanted to learn it out. No, right. So Rav Elazar is the one who's supposed to learn it out. So right now it seems to be there's a stira. Maybe we have to continue reading this then. So there seems to be some issue here. And the way the Mefarsh says this is supposed to be a kasha. We said before the Rebbe Eliezer held that there is no source for Mitzora. But from this discussion we're bringing right now, it's clear that he assumes that there is tar, that a Mitzora does require tar, which goes against what we said before. That's at least according to the Mefarsh. The others show him to learn it differently. Let's just go with this, I guess, now. So before we assumed that Rebbe Eliezer held that it wasn't so pasha that a Mitzora requires a tar. And he was the Tana who tried to find the source that a Mitzora requires a tar. But now the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer seems to indicate that it's Pasha that a Mitzora requires a tar. Okay, but this is it's a bit confusing here. Let's continue reading within the Gemara now. So now that Rabbi Eliezer has this drasha, how does this also prove, by the way, right. This question, my time, is not answering how Rebbe Elazar holds by peos that you could violate with anything. He just bring a rye that we see that he holds that the Mitzvah requires a tar. Fine. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that this is true? That a Mitzvah only requires a tar? Maybe Rebbe Elazar holds when it comes to Mitzvah. One can accomplish the same thing. One can accomplish the taglachas, the shaving of the hair of Mitzora, even with these other utensils. L'chitema tar lamali l'memra. So if that's the case, so why do you need a special pasuk to permit using a tar? If the Mitzora and a nazir, so if the guy's a nazir, happens to be Mitzora, just let him use a plane to shave his hair, and there would be no violation of nazir. And that would be much safer. Why do you have to bring a special pasuk to allow tar? Forget the tar. You don't need tar for mitzvah. Just use a ritani or something. So v'chitema tar lamali lemeimra to tell me that afil b'tar to tell me that achidish. You're right. You would have satisfied the halacha mitzvah with a ritani. That would have been fine, and there would have been no challenge for nazir because ritani doesn't violate the iser nazir. But there's a special kasha for whatever reason. One can use a tar. And even though tar goes up against the nazir, it's okay. You could use a tar. Even though you don't have to use a tar, one may use a tar for mitzora, and thereby being doch of the iser of shaving the nazir's hair. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Kasak da dechamina, I would have thought, hol v'gavi nazir ki avid b'tar mechayev, gavi nami mitzora nami lechayev. I would have thought, since a nazir, when a nazir shaves his hair, you have to dafka use a tar. So too, you think by mitzvah also, you have to dafka use a tar. Kamashma and Dilo comes to teach me, you don't have to. It's not true. You don't have to use. You don't have to. Sorry. Not the taglachas batara. Rather, if a nazir shaves his head when he's not supposed to, he's chayv malkos. So too, one would have thought if a mitzvah, and he's a Nazir at the same time, and he shaves his head, he would be Chayv Malkus as well, even though he's a Mitzvah, but since he's also a Nazir, he would be Chayv Malkus for shaving his hair. Kamash Mandalot, Pasuk tells me you don't get Malkus for that case. But at the end of the day, you don't need to use Tar for Mitzvah, you could use something else as well, but if you do decide to use Tar, there is no Chayv Malkus. Okay. Then the Gemara, so really at this stage of the Gemara says that you don't have to use a tar for a mitzvah, you could use anything, but we're learning from tar that, or at least from the word rosho, that you can use a tar, there would be no malkos, even though he's a nazir also. Now the Gemara challenges this and says, Isaka daitach, if one would think, ki avid b'malakit v'yitani mitzvah kavid, if one would think that by mitzora, if you use these other types of tools, one would fulfill the mitzvah of shaving the head of a mitzora. Midilok, because of the fact the pasuk doesn't say tar, then that's Reish Lakish. How's this akasha? It's confusing. Is there a farish here? Oh, that's what it's saying. So if you would say that really... bring the raya as follows, that since it doesn't say the word tar by mitzora, doesn't say anywhere in the psukim, that would indicate that you could cut the hair any way you would like to. If that's your raya, then I'll throw out you Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, how is that true? If you could use anything you want, so then how can we advise you to, or let you use a tar, and have to use the ase of shaving hair of a mitzora, to be docha the lav of a nazir shaving his head, why do you have to go that route? Reish Lakish says that's only if you have no other choice. But in this case, it's efshir l'kayem shem. You could use both. Why we would advise you use a ritani to be kind in the midst of shaving hair of the mitzvah, and then you wouldn't be violating the nazir. And you don't. We only say asi docha losa say if the only way to do it is that way. If it was only through tar, so it's not right from the fact that pasuk says it doesn't say tar. You could shave the mitzvah any way you want because Reish Lakish says efshir l'kayem shem. Rather use ritani. So the fact that, so you can't bring me a raya from the very fact that it doesn't say tar. Therefore, we could go revert back to the fact that the pasuk says rosho. The extra pasuk rosho tells me that no, dafka batar, a person can only accomplish the shaving of the head of mitzvah by using a tar. So that's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, how it squares with the previous discussion where we assume that Rabbi Eliezer thought that a mitzvah doesn't require tar, I'm not sure. But that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara wants to know Rabbanon, Hai Roshamai Dar Shibe. Now Rabbanon, who had a different source, how they knew a mitzvah has to use a tar, and just to remind themselves, their source was from Zikano, which says by Peos. So what do they do with the extra word Rosho that appears in the context of mitzvah? So Rabbanon, Hai Roshamai Dar Shibe. What do they use from the word, what do they learn from the word Rosho? The Gemara says they need it for the following to avoid the other violation of hakafas rosh, of shaving the entire head. There's one iser of peas zekano, the corners of the beard, the five corners of the face, and the other one is shaving the head, which is really the corners on top here, not the peas in the head as we call them peas normally. So to push off that lav, yachal af mitzora kein, one might think if a mitzora. And forget nazir, just Tama Mitzora has to shave his head. He should have to leave his peos above his ears because it's a losaki for pas rosh. He can't make a circle around his head. So one would think that a Mitzora leaves the peos. Tama Loma Rosho, no, he has to cut his entire head and there would be no violation of the lab of losaki for peos roshcham. So Gemara asks, Lama Lumichta Rosho, why do you use the word Rosho? Typically a mizikno. Learn out from those pasuk that says zikno, as we said above, that the tiny zikeno. Ma, what's the pasuk zikeno telling me? It's an extra word. Tamalomer tells it comes to teach me. Ma tamalomer lefisha nemar. Since it says upas zikonim lo yigalechu, the person can't shave the corners of his face. Yochaf mitzora kein. One would think even mitzora, if mitzora has to shave his head when he becomes tar. He can't shave his beard. Tamalomer zikano. So you shave the beard. You're allowed to even as a mitzora. So Gemara asks, Lamli l'michtav rosh, Lamli l'michtav zikana, why do you need both of them? You have ones on the head, ones on the beard, but the same idea that your mitzora, the shaving of the mitzora, is able to be docha any lav. So Gemara says you need both of these drashas, tzichi. Di kasa rachman zikana, if you said simply the beard, you could shave the face as a mitzora. Lo kasa rosha, you didn't mention cutting the peos on the head. Hav, I mean, I would have thought, hakavas ka rosh, lo shma hakafa. I would think that when a person shaves his entire head, that's not called hakafa. There's no violation of lav there in general. Meaning, the lav of a hakavas rosh is when it's modeled after the way the monks would cut their hair, right? They would have like a little bowl on the head and shave that part. So only when you shave that and leave the top of the head would it be a violation. But let's say the guy shaved himself completely bald, maybe that wouldn't be a violation in general. So then, since the Mitzvah is shaving his entire head, there's no need for a Basuk to tell me that it's Dochab, because there's no Lav. The Halachic Kasuv, the Gemara says, that's why it says Rachman Rosho, no. A lav, there exists a lav in general, even when he shaves his entire head. That's why you need the word rosho to permit it for the mitzvah. So as not to think in general one's allowed to shave his head entirely. And then going on to Mem Alpha Mebez, v'kas of rosho, if it simply said shaving the head, then a mitzvah may shave his head, and you would have thought also the beard would be pashed also, he could shave the beard. V'lo kas of zekano, it didn't tell me you could shave the beard. Havamin, I would have thought, mashma tarti, I would have thought that two different limudim. One is the ase, that the ase, if the mitzvah shaving his hair, could be docha the los ase of cutting the head. Umashma, I would have thought a second halacha, the hakafas kol harosh, shma hakafa, that when shaving the entire head is considered hakafa. That's why you need a drasha to tell me that's permitted for the mitzvah. But in general, one's not allowed to shave his entire head, there would be a violation of a lav. Okay. But vakati bitar minalan. But how do I know that you have to use a razor? Maybe you could shave the hair with ritani or the other tools. So the halachic kasuv rachman zekano. That's why you need the word zekano based on what Rabban held earlier. The extra word zekano, just like pas zekano is referring to the tar, so too the shaving of the mitzvah is referring to using a tar. Fine. So that's what we learn out according to Rabban. Now let's keep going. A little bit more to the top of the next Amud. So now, Rabbi Eliezer, de'asi ase v'dachalos ase minale. So Rabbi Eliezer used the words of Rosho to bring a Hiraya that you're allowed to, the tar, that you use a tar to shave the head. So now the word Rosho, he has no source, he has no makor for the concept of ase dachalos ase, that an ase is going to push off a lav. And that's a klal we, no one, I don't think anybody argues on throughout Shas, everyone agrees to that klal, but what's the source? The word rosho that the Rabbanan used is no longer available to Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the source of ase docha los ase? So Gemara quotes, and this is the more famous source, Yalef migdilim, he learns it from migdilim, the strings of the tzitzis, the tana, the pasuk, the price of quotes from the pasuk, lo silbash shatnez. A person not allowed to wear shatnez, he can't wear wool and linen together, it's a violation of the iser shatnez. So ha, going on to now, men beis amalaf, ha gdilim tasel lecha mehem. I mean, you're allowed to make them. So what's the pasuk, the entire pasuk here? Doesn't call the pesukim here, but what it's referring to is the juxtaposition of the lav of lo silba shatnez, not wearing shatnez, the pasuk of wearing tcheles on tzitzis, so that even though in general one's not allowed to wear shatnez, when a person wears tcheles on his tzitzis, then he's allowed to, the assay of wearing tcheles on tzitzis is able to docha the iser, the lav of shatnez. And that's the source, and that's again the classic source of assay docha lo sase, and that's what Rabbi Elazar learned this from. Okay. So we'll stop here. A good Shabbos.
Sunday there's a 7 and an 8.
How long is davening on Sunday? An hour 45?